the John Madden podcast is back on the air. It is a Tuesday evening somewhere in a studio far, far away. I am your host, Pretzel Nugget Jim. Of course, the star of the show is full Tampa Bay Lightning gear this evening. Must be a supporter of the NHL, Mr. John Madden. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, John loves NHL hockey. The hitting, the bombing, and then you get the goal scoring. It's wonderful shit.
It's wonderful, isn't it? Did you ever wish that you could coach a hockey team?
No, because I don't really know shit about hockey. I mean, I really don't. I mean, I know about football, eating, and crap dusting is about it.
Crap dusting?
Yeah, you know, that's like, all I know
like
how to do.
Farting?
Yeah, my wife doesn't even sleep. My wife doesn't even sleep in the same bed as me anymore because I used to just Dutch oven the shit out of her all the time, just pull the blankets over. I'm like, Matt's going to get it right now. And she's like, she'd run out of the room and just be like, what the hell are you doing, Matt? And I'm like, crop dust.
Nothing better than good crop dusting, huh?
Yeah, she absolutely hated it.
What food items do you find that bring you to the age of farting so much?
Chili.
Chili?
Yeah, you know, chili dogs, and then the other one, chicken wings, when they get really hot chicken wings. Doesn't agree with the old Madden.
You know what gets me is beef brisket.
Oh, I love brisket, too.
I absolutely love brisket.
It doesn't gas me up, though. Like, oh, I eat
man,
good chili.
A little bit of beans on the side of that, son, it's just like fuel for
I like in Mexican food, too. And when I get quesadillas or a big fat-ass burrito.
Nothing better than a good taco fart, huh?
Oh, yeah, right there. My wife, like I said, she has her own room. She don't even sleep in bed anymore.
The problem with that is that the Mexican food leads to too much. Becomes the taco trots before you know it.
Yeah, that's when I go into my own toilet area and just destroy it. And I go, hey, honey, come in here. Matt's got to talk to you real quick. She's like, hell no, I'm not going in. And I'm like, come on, bitch, come in here and talk to me.
Come clean my toilet.
Yeah, and she don't do that shit anymore.
No, you hire somebody.
Yeah, you gotta have them hired. Because
now, do you hire like a one of those companies that come into the hazmat suits and?
No, not anymore. Well, yeah, I have a cleaning lady. She even has to go in there with a mask on and a clothes print over the top to clean Matt's toilet. I mean, I'm all the time eating.
Bleach, is that basically the killer?
I have no idea what she cleans with, honestly.
Pressure
it smells,
wash it.
She might go in there with a pressure washer.
Get out the 3,400 PSI pressure washer.
Yeah, she's in there doing something that's really awesome. She told me to make my bathroom all tile, so I guess she does have to pressure wash it.
Well, then you could just hose it all down the drain, and you're done after you disinfect it.
Yeah, it smells amazing when I go in there.
I bet it smells lovely.
Not at first when I get done with it, but when she's done with it.
You know what helps? A good fart fan.
I have three of them in mine.
Yeah, you have in the ceiling that.
Yeah,
pulls the other.
You gotta have three because it's like the ones here and the ones here, and you gotta space them out accordingly. Because if you do not, then it coagulates in the room and then wants to go out this way.
Farts do raise. Heat. They go to the
it
ceiling.
It goes to the top, so you gotta have three of them in there.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for informing us on that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, you're getting a day in the life of Madden.
You got to love that there. We do have a guest that are in the audience. If they want to step up to the microphone, they can at any time. Just feel free to come up and
ask Madden a question, you know.
Ask Madden a question. We're going to open up the phone lines. I have a guest that we could call sometime during the show tonight.
Absolutely. You know, I'm 100% into talking
to
people.
I was talking to somebody online, and they told me about, are you familiar with the Hamburger Hall of Fame?
Never heard of that shit. I would love to know, because I feel like I would be a part of that in some mad faction.
Yeah. Is hamburgers fall in your, like, top five?
Hell yeah, they do. I mean, I eat fucking hamburgers. I make my own hamburgers most of the time.
The hamburgers give you the farts?
When I put chili on them. I put chili.
Chili would be the key ingredient in your farting.
Yeah, chili, baked beans, and then I like to throw an egg on my burger along with some bacon, and then you go with a cheddar cheese, double the cheddar cheese, and you even put a little cheddar cheese inside the bun, which is a mad special.
Wow, inside the bun?
Yeah, inside the bun you got cheddar cheese chunks.
Wow, that sounds so amazing.
Chunks of cheddar is what I call it.
Chunks of cheddar, wow, you're making me hungry. Well, let's see if we can get a hold of the Hamburger Hall of Fame. And talk to these people. And, whoa, no, end that. All right, so we're going to do this. All right, I have to call. I have to find the number here, John. Let's see. It's this.
Now you take your time. I mean, I'm mad and there's nothing but time.
Nothing but time? On a, yeah.
I'm retired and rich. I mean, what do I got to do?
That's right. You don't have nothing to do, right?
Nothing to do.
Absolutely nothing. All right, well, let's make a call. See if we can get a hold of somebody here at the hamburger.
Hold on, I'm playing internet bingo, too. Bingo!
Bingo, huh?
Internet bingo is a shit, and you're making a lot of money on it.
Well, I just tried to place the call, and it's telling me, wow, U.S. Outlying Island. Oh, I forgot to put a one. Duh.
Sounds like we're calling Jamaica.
I guess. I don't know.
Ooh, I want to take it, you know?
All right. It's not working. What's going on here? There we go. Calling the Hamburger Hall of Fame.
I can't even wait to talk to these people.
I hope they answer.
They might be extremely busy.
It could be. I think it's in, like, Nebraska.
It seems like a busy thing to do because 4th of July just passed and you're on everybody's order.
True. It could be.
Might be restocking.
Restocking, that's true. Oh, jeez, they're not answering.
Well, Lisa Lyon ain't busy.
Please leave your message for
Ghost Rider.
Go, Roll Tide.
I don't say Roll Tide. I go there.
You don't roll the tide?
No, I was from the University of Northern Illinois.
Okay. All right, well, let's try a different number. Maybe this number will work. Let's see here. We have to dial a one. Hello. Dee-dee-dee-dee, and try this one. Here we go. Look at that. Calling the Hamburger Hall of Fame. Jeez, they must be really busy, John.
They sound extremely busy. I told you, they're probably over there doing what they do, you know.
I think we'd have better luck calling a McDonald's.
McDonald's? I love McDonald's.
All right. Well, nobody answered. So, unfortunately, there's nothing I can do if they don't answer.
Yeah, they don't answer. I mean, what the fuck are we supposed to do?
Nothing. I don't know. Should we just call a random McDonald's and?
I would love to talk to Mickey D. I'm gonna ask him if they'd make a Madden special just for me.
Let's see if we can find a random number for Mickey D's while we're doing this. Anybody in the studio audience have any questions for Mr. Madden? Anybody? No? Okay. All right. Thank you.
Appreciate the love.
Yeah, I don't know why we even have a microphone out here, but...
We should just cut the mics off.
We should give them to homeless people.
Homeless Madden mics.
Ooh, then there's an idea. Homeless Madden on the road. We could talk to various people on the road that are, you know... wow, I just did a Google search for and now I'm getting taken off into a whole different world. So that's not going to... Oh, we have it might be them people calling us back.
Oh, no, the hamburger.
Hello, John Madden Show.
This is the Hamburger Hall of Fame. Did I miss your call?
Yes.
Yeah, you did. I mean, I'm so glad you called back.
How can I help you? My name's Holly.
I have so many questions to ask about this damn hamburger place. So do you guys actually serve the hamburgers, or you got like a inventory thing where I could order online?
Oh, this is a gift shop. We don't sell actual hamburgers.
And what the hell are we calling them for? I mean, I thought we were calling a real hamburger place.
Well, it is a real hamburger place, John. It's a hamburger.
Hamburger Hall of Fame is a real hamburger place.
Oh, I thought I was going to be able to sit down and make a six-patty burger and eat until I can't eat anymore.
Oh.
You could buy salt and pepper shakers made out of hamburgers.
Ooh. Like real hamburger? Like I go in there and just eat them like raw?
Do you have anything like a hamburger with like maybe John Madden's likeness as a face on it?
Like a picture of my big white ass?
Well, we do, but it's in the restroom printed on the toilet paper roll.
Oh.
So people are wiping their ass with Madden's ass.
With Madden's face.
I don't want my face on toilet paper. I'd rather have my ass where they wipe their ass.
Like a tattoo?
Yeah, it'd be like a tattoo. Like my Brett Favre tattoo, if nobody remembers that.
Number four, for yeah. life. For yeah. life.
For life.
For life.
Too sweet.
So you have any questions for her while we have her on the line?
I mean, why don't you guys make real burgers?
Any chance of you guys serving any food anytime soon?
Well, we do have parties every once in a while, and we offer hamburgers to our preferred customers.
Well, what would Madden rank as a preferred customer? Would I be like a Gold Club member, or would I be top-notch, or would I just be some bum off the street?
Well, it just depends. Who are you again, sir?
John Madden.
I've never heard of John
Madden. 18. Never heard of him.
He has a video game. He's a former coach of the Oakland Raiders. He's won a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl champion.
Oh,
Madden.
The John Madden video game. That's a real person?
Yeah, that's a real guy.
Hell yeah, that's a real person. You're going to make fake Madden. I mean, shit, I'm real as real can be. Pinch me, I'm real.
Well, sir, just come on down to the Hamburger Hall of Fame, and we will serve you a hamburger. I'll send my assistant over to McDonald's to bring you a real good hamburger.
I could bring the Hamburglar.
He has a Madden Cruiser. He could probably just pick up Grimace, the Hamburglar, and Ronald, and the whole gang, and just bring them over to your place.
Well, sir, you sound pretty old.
I am old. I'm like 81, but I'm fat and hungry.
Are you in the Hall of Fame?
As a matter of fact, I am in the Hall of Fame.
He's a Hall of Fame coach.
That would be perfect. You could be part of the Hamburger Hall of Fame.
See?
I'm in the Football Hall of Fame in Canton.
Yeah, but instead of your face being on a football, we'll put your face on a hamburger.
I'm actually
we
a bronze statue of my beautiful
in the
face
shape
is,
of football.
Is in the Hall
what
of Fame.
What do you think about that, Mr. Madden?
She said she can make hamburgers in the shape of footballs.
That would be pretty awesome. I mean, I would eat. Could you make a Madden special of 8 football patties, 2 buns, and a third bun in the middle, and 8 slices of cheese, and chili, and you got a deal.
Sir, have you ever heard of spontaneous combustion?
Yeah, I have, and I've had it, and it just doesn't do anything to me anymore.
Do you drink and smoke?
I drink. I don't smoke anything.
The only thing in time he smokes, ma'am, is when he eats chili.
That's out of my butthole.
Whoops, sorry about that. Well, we appreciate you calling us back and giving us your information and taking the time out to call the John Madden Podcast.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, too. You guys need to get on that burger making, though. You get that burger making, and I'm there.
Do you have a website maybe John could set up and we could bring up a party and bring maybe the Madden show out to your establishment?
That would be wonderful.
I can get 2,000 people there, no problem.
Nothing. Bunch of screaming football fans hanging out in the Hamburger Hall of
Fame. Oakland Raider fans, too. They're crazy Raiders from the silver and black.
Oh, the guy with the big...
Yeah.
He looks like he's out
that's
of the...
That's one of my good friends.
The
Road
Warriors
he's in the
guy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's
all the time.
That's great. Well, Holly, thank you for taking up 5 minutes out of your time and talking to us. And get back to work in there and stocking the shelves at the Hamburger Hall of Fame.
Thank you for calling again.
I'm going to give you my email address.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
It's hamburgerhallofame@unitedstates.fl.tpa.html.
This is too many letters for Madden to remember. I already tuned out at like Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you lost him at Hall of Fame. I'm sorry. But yeah, go ahead and give it for the fine folks, and we'll make sure that we send you an email.
You got like a Snapchat?
Snapchat.
Are you on Tinder, maybe?
What's that gay site? In the audience,
do you guys advertise on Craigslist at all?
Some of our girls do.
Okay, all right. Hamburger Whoa. Hall of Fame girls on Craigslist.
What about Backpage?
Wow.
Matt's gone to Backpage a few times. No lies here.
You've been searching the back page?
Yes, sometimes you gotta search the back page.
I like that.
Can't
well,
do it in
know
Florida
that
anymore.
This
they cut
place
it out,
is mostly made
state.
With transvestites.
Oh.
Madden doesn't do transvestites.
Well, like Hamburger Mary's? The place down in Ybor
yeah.
City, Florida? Yeah.
But we sell memorabilia.
Oh, Madden doesn't want any of that memorabilia.
No.
That'd be a long-lasting piece of memorabilia in the brain.
Yeah, that would last you a lifetime. Memories that keep on coming back every
year. Getting hard every time. I don't want that memory.
No.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Well, thank you, Holly. You take care out there at the Hamburger Hall of Fame.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Oh, that was nice of them to call us back, at least.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even have imagined they would call back.
No, I mean, you know, you just... I didn't realize they had caller ID. Otherwise, I forgot to hit star 6-7.
Thought we were pranking them.
That's what I was kind of hoping for.
We got pranked.
We did. We got pranked, John.
They definitely Holy pranked crap. The shit out of us.
What is this, our fourth episode, and we got our first prank phone call.
We got pranked.
On our first phone call at the same
they
time.
They don't even serve hamburgers, so I got pranked, too. I mean, shit, I was hungry as fuck waiting for it.
That sucks. No hamburgers.
Good thing I didn't go there. I'd have been mad. I'd have drove the cruiser right through them.
I would have taken my big and stuck it right upside her. And she would have never thought that it was a big old
inside. I would have driven the Mad Cruiser right through that mother. Man, I love the bleep button.
Really, nothing better than a good bleep. Button. That's the best button in the world. Hey, you want me to show? Hey, come here. Let me show you my. And then you, later on, we could stick it in your.
That's real. I love that bleep button. I do that all the time. When my wife comes in, she starts yelling at me. I just bleep her out.
There's a great audio segment of the Obamas, and the people are talking about them, and they were talking about, and they like to do, and they were like, every other word was beep, 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 beep. More beeps than a Roadrunner cartoon.
Like I said, when I go in there and I talk to my wife, I just hit that button. I'll beep her out of everything she says. I don't care what she says. This is my house. This bitch, my get house. Out.
That's right. You should invest. Take your big ass and get out.
Get the
out.
Out.
Well, there you go.
Now she knows.
We've covered quite the gamut tonight, John.
We did.
I mean, we hit the ball running right out
yeah,
the park.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably going to be my top show. It's got to be.
Fourth one, and I'm feeling good about it.
I'm feeling great.
We took our first phone call. It was a guest. They knocked it out of the park by pranking us.
They pranked the shit out of me. I thought we were calling a home. I was ready to order now.
I was, too. I was thinking we could get a hamburger, eat it there at the hamburger.
At the mother...
Hall of Fame, exactly.
I mean, Jesus.
What, you know, what are you going to do?
They made my stomach beep.
They did. They made my stomach beep, too. I mean, your stomach's going to be beeping later after you get done eating
yeah,
all those
I'm gonna
chili
be
burgers.
Beeping all night long.
Oh, God. There's a motherfucking...
You know, one time, I got to tell a funny story real quick. I was sitting there, and I was eating something, and it got all over my, the button that I push in case I fall down.
Oh, you have one of those?
Yeah, I because I get drunk too times. Man, that's
I'm falling and I can't get up.
So I had some shit all over it. I don't even know. And I was like, I wonder what this tastes like. So I decided to swallow it. And then now sometimes I push it and the ambulance comes over because it's still in my stomach. And it just keeps coming out. Got the cops coming every 20 minutes. Like, the hell's going on with Madden?
Madden's having a problem over here. He's beeping.
All
that's
night.
His defibrillator.
I'm rolling over in my sleep and it pushes the button. And
if that thing quits beeping, he's dead.
I need a defibrillator.
That's his defibrillator going off right there.
I thought it's called a safe life.
A safe life, is that what it is?
I think it's a safe life.
Safe life replace.
Thought it was a windshield company.
Yeah, I did too. I wasn't sure about that.
A life alert.
Life alert. Yeah.
I got the life alert.
Life alert.
Yeah, the life alert
my
people.
My life alert pendant my son David bought me.
You know what's really funny, though? I prank my wife all the time. I have the life alert hooked to her phone. So now that I swallowed it, I just
beep.
And I keep calling her phone.
Right away.
Yeah. She gets pissed
Ma'am,
off.
Ma'am, are you dying?
Yeah, she could barely even talk because one time I told her, don't you do that shit again. And I don't even want to get into that story.
That's another day, John. That's a totally different day.
You should buy her some...
Right. 21 minutes in. Man, we started out grand, hit a home run.
I got one shout-out, though.
One shout-out?
Yeah, I got one shout-out here.
We got time.
All right. I would like to shout out Spicoli TV for giving me the opportunity of doing this great podcast.
Well, I will relay the message to them. They are big fans of the John Madden.
That's what I hear.
They enjoy you calling their show.
Yeah,
I know. They've got a plethora of promotion of the demos that they play, and they just love that you call.
Yeah, I mean, I love calling their show, and they're real fun, and they're great guys.
I would think that they kind of inspired you to start this show.
Yeah, really have. I mean, like I said, I am fucking bored all the time. Beep it out. I mean, I'm bored.
Head out there to the Hamburger Hall of Fame and go eat some hamburgers with that lady Holly. And
yeah, I would.
Maybe you won't be as bored.
I mean, like I said,
maybe you two can have chili dogs together.
We can have a chili dog eat-off.
Fart out the rest of the evening together.
I want Joey Jaws. I want to invite him out there, too.
Joey Jaws?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Chestnut!
Farting contest with Joey Jaws, Chestnut, and all your fans out there at the Hamburger Hall of Fame. Thanks again to everybody tuning in to the John Madden Podcast.
Thanks to you all.
We'll see you next week.
Same time, same channel, bitches.
Uh-huh.
You should send us some vibrating panties.
Ooh.
Madden's vibrating panties?
Yeah. With your face, like, right there on the button.
That's a great idea. To...
jotting that down, John. I haven't stopped recording yet. I'm jotting that down.
Yeah,
vibrating panties. We're going to talk about that next week.
Hell well, you yeah, should. We for Holly, for making the call. The
yeah,
prank call.
That call. Give it up.
I got to give love to people that call the show. I have to play the ending music. We haven't even ended the show yet.
We keep going and going and going.
We can do this all night.
We can keep pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding.
Taking it right up the middle and pounding it right up the middle.
You just got to keep stuffing that hole.
Like Chick-fil-A and Jesus.
Chick-fil-A and the Chick-fil-A sauce. Pound that hole. You're in. Got it all down.
You're making me hungry, John.
Stuff me.
Stuff me like I'm a faint turkey. All right, kids. We'll see you next week on the John Madden Podcast.
Peace.